In 1925, a radio station that would one day become WWTC was born. Here's Jeff Lonto, a man who has followed this radio station from the beginning.
Well, it originally went on in the 1920s, originally as WRHM, which stood for Welcome Rosedale Hospital, Minneapolis, and in the mid-1930s became WTCN, and they were a cornerstone affiliate of the NBC Blue Network and later ABC.
The station went through many changes in the years to follow. Then, in 1963, it became a beautiful music station and later changed its call letters to WWTC in 1964.
Eventually, WTCN radio and television were sold to separate owners in the mid-1960s, about 1964. And the radio station, which was sold to Buckley Broadcasting, had to come up with new letters, so they came up with WWTC, which supposedly meant Worldwide and Twin Cities Radio, or also Wonderful World of the Twin Cities. The letters had been interpreted either way.
WWTC.
By 1969, WWTC began a series of changes that spanned 10 years. It cycled through many formats, from all news to a blended variety. Then, in the fall of 1979, it settled in a place where many people still hold a fond memory today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Carpenter and the Golden Rock of Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Caught some of you singing along with that one, didn't I? From 1958, one of my favorites, Jimmy D. It's called Henrietta to Twin Cities Golden Rock. Somebody called up and said, Ugly Dell, what's it like working with the staff at WWTC? Well, it's like working in a bowl of granola. What isn't fruit and nuts is flakes.
Now, Steve Pullman of the Golden Rock, WWTC. Ah, the good times on wheels. Del Counts on the Golden Rock, WWTC. Got a mystery song coming up. Would you care to dedicate it to somebody? 338-1280 is the number to call.
By 1985, music radio didn't seem to fit on the AM dial anymore.
He insisted music formats are dead on AM radio, and weather radio, this is going to be a big thing because everybody needs to know what the weather is, and this would be a 24-hour service that they could tune into, you know, any time that they needed it to find out what the weather was. Well, people aren't going to listen for any length of time, so they're not going to hear the commercials, and thus it was the salespeople had a hard time selling the format to advertisers.
WWTC struggled for many years until 1989, when it found its niche in the Twin Cities radio market. Children's radio called Radio Oz. This format held strong for nearly 10 years before it was sold to Catholic Family Radio. Now, AM 1280 WWTC is getting ready to unfold a new chapter.
Hi, this is John Hunt, General Manager of WWTC, and on behalf of Salem Communications, I am proud to be part of what will be the next chapter in the glorious history of this radio station. For all of the broadcasters in the Twin Cities who have AM 1280 WWTC as part of their resume, I want to thank you for making the heritage of this radio station so vital to Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the surrounding communities. Part of our mission for the new WWTC will be to build on the over 75 years of tradition of serving the citizens of this community. We want this station to be a voice in the metro area, and we intend on making our listeners proud of associating with us. So what will the new WWTC be? We have listened to you, our community, and found that there is a voice missing. In the media today, often sex and brashness is overemphasized, so we will stay away from that. This will be a radio station where your conscience won't be bothered while you listen to it. We also believe that on the Twin Cities radio dial, there is already too much mindless talk, gossip advice, marriage counseling, and way too much sports programming. So these are areas we'll also stay away from. So what is missing? You've told us that you'd like a radio station that will have a civilized and intelligent discussion with its listeners. A station that makes sense out of all the nonsense that goes on in the world. A station that covers the current news in depth and then gives you a chance to talk about it at all times of the day, 24 hours a day. You also want a station you aren't embarrassed to tell people you listen to. A station, well, you can be proud of. So let me introduce you to that station, the all-new AM 1280 WWTC, or as we around here are going to call it, The Patriot.
More power than a Tomahawk cruise missile. AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hugh Hewitt.
But he was an assistant counsel in the White House, and he's just conservative. He's not even close to being a member of the far right.
Dennis Prager.
You are saying that in many important parts of this world, mafiosi run the society.
Michael Medved.
You put more people in jail for longer terms, crime goes down.
Michael Savage.
I want to live in a nation that's free where we respect each other.
Well, don't give me that liberal double talk. I asked you a simple question.
AM 1280 The Patriot. News talk around the clock. Proud to bring you today's best communicators. Michael Savage, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Michael Medved, Roger Fredenberg, and more. News talk with your perspective. Finally, a radio station in the Twin Cities you can be proud of. The Patriot brings you news and weather every hour. Every hour. And traffic during your commute. News talk around the clock on AM 1280. The Patriot. The Patriot. From the Salem Broadcast Complex, this is AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC, Minneapolis-St. Paul. News talk around the clock.